Hi, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. And today's subject I want to talk about is Kalshi, Polymarket, and these betting sites that started out on betting about stock markets, and that itself, it's a problem. And then it ended up sports, and that becomes a problem whenever you get gambling in sports, especially college sports, even high school, I guess, in some areas. And then on top of that, it got into politics, who's going to get elected, who's going to win this primary, who has the favorite to win. But then we get into world events. When is Iran going to be struck by the United States? Or is Iran going to be struck by the United States? Or what will the price of oil be? What will the price of gold be? And people make bets. Well, that all sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Well, not if you have 2 ounces of a brain, when you realize there are always people who have inside information on everything. There is a reason why generally, in the United States, casino owners are generally prohibited from gambling in their own properties, in their own casinos. There's a good reason for it. Maybe they got inside information. Maybe they can cheat and make a lot of money and actually steal money from their own corporation by winning a lot of winnings. And then, of course, who does that screw? Not only the stockholders of that corporation, but also the IRS, which when a company shows losses because of illegal winnings that cause the company to lose money, then taxpayers get lost too. Under Nevada, for example, gaming control boards, casino owners, directors, and officers are banned from playing table games, slots, or placing bets. They can play poker, but only in certain conditions. In New Jersey, has an omnibus ban that prohibits holders of key casino employee licenses from gambling anywhere in Atlantic City. That's not only their own casino, but anybody else's casino. In Vegas, for example, a casino owner can go to a competition across the street and play over there because it's believed they won't be in collusion with their competition. Though I guess New Jersey realized that could really happen. But we come back to this Polymarket. When you find out some of the investors in Polymarket, some of the big time investors and people who maybe are getting inside information. Information, by the way, that is really betting on the lives of servicemen. We have, 14, 15 service people killed in the Iran war so far. Did their deaths make people money? And if you really understand the situation, the short answer is yes. And we also saw already an arrest of a, a ranger or whatever, about the taking Maduro out of Venezuela. He bet and won $400,000 exactly the time that it would occur, because he was one of the people in the Rangers that were going to arrest him in a special ops operation inside of Venezuela. He knew when he was going to do it. He made the bet. He won $400,000. He got caught. And maybe he's more like a scapegoat, because many other people within this Trump administration, for Trump family even, and politicians everywhere, insiders everywhere, are making a killing off of insider gambling in Polymarket. And if you ask me, I think the whole thing should be illegal. I think it should be outlawed. You say, well, I thought you were not a Democrat communist. You know, there are certain things that government has a duty to protect its citizens from evil and from sure ways of death, taxation and death and everything else you can think of. I'll give you an example. Would anybody think it would be illegal, and I know it is, if you had a bet on what hour President Trump would be assassinated, or President Biden, or Obama? You think that would go through? Because no, that would be unconscionable. So we can make a law stopping that. How about service people put in harm's way, and then you're going to make a bet when you're going to attack? How about that? Isn't that the same kind of idea? No, I can tell you right now, anybody with any decent set of morality has to realize that betting on things that are matters of life and death should not be allowed because of insider information, number one, to make money. But number two, making sure that you do things that maybe is not good for the country, maybe even downright traitorous, in order to make money. And so you start doing things when you're a general, for example, or a Pentagon planner, that you don't care if somebody gets killed with your plan. All you care about is that you're right and you win $1 million on Polymarket. So CNBC did a show, and I think it's about 7 minutes long or more. I'm going to play it, probably interrupt it and talk about it. But I want you to hear, because this is a growing problem, and Congress is trying to avoid it. Because why? They do insider trading when it comes to Wall Street. And they have a legal right to do insider trading inside of Wall Street. Should be outlawed. President Trump made 3,700 stock trades in 14 months. And won on every one of them large cash payouts because he had insider information. You can say he didn't, but he did. He's the president of the United States. He knows what he's going to do. He knows what the bond rate's going to be set at. He knows what laws he plans on punishing, what companies he plans on buying out with the United States government, which should be illegal in itself. No business should be owned or partially owned by the United States government. Regulated, yes, for national security. Ownership, absolutely not. But let's listen to this, and I'll be right back with some more on it.
The American strikes, and some people may have made money from them. On the online prediction platform Polymarket, a handful of bettors walked away with hundreds of thousands of dollars. The winners were either extremely lucky or extremely well-informed. More than a dozen anonymous accounts placed bets predicting that the United States would strike Iran by Saturday, the 28th of February. Most of those wagers were placed in the hours before the first bombs fell.
By the way, if you heard that properly, you should listen again. She said a few small anonymous traders. How can you allow anonymous traders in what is a national security issue here? Because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a national security issue of people making bets based on insider information of when they plan to attack another country, putting U.S. soldiers at risk. And in fact, 14 or 15 of them were killed during this operation so far. I don't know how many, and I don't know if it's even being reported, how many are wounded from this operation. And you think it's okay to have people anonymously bet on when a war is going to start? Let me go on with this. It just bothers me.
And many of the accounts had been created only days earlier, raising questions about whether the bets were simply lucky guesses or the result of insider information.
These war's meetings happen in the Situation Room. Top secret. No phones. And this account's gonna come out of nowhere and make $500,000?
Government insiders are using your tax dollars to fund wars, which they then gamble on using insider information to make massive profits while bombs fall.
One of the biggest winners used the account name MAGA My Man. The trader placed $87,000 on a war with Iran exactly...
By the way, MAGA My Man, I think should be obvious. This is a MAGA supporter and probably an insider in the Pentagon or in the inner circle of D.C. or maybe even a Trump family member. Let's listen to this.
Exactly 71 minutes before the first strike, winning a jackpot worth $515,000. The controversy has drawn attention to Polymarket's political ties. Donald Trump's son, Donald Trump Jr., is a strategic advisor to the company and is also invested in the platform.
So here you have Donald Trump Jr., the son of the president, as not only an advisor to Polymarket, but an investor, and who himself admits gambles on it and uses Polymarket to gamble on things. You do not see a problem with this? I bet you would have seen a problem with it if it was Hunter Biden. I bet you would have seen a problem with it was anybody else right now. But I have a problem with all this. This corruption is treason. There's nothing less than treason. And we have to do something. I'll play this in a minute. We're going to have a commercial coming up for plaintruth.com. But we need to get a hold on this Polymarket cashy thing and stop it and outlaw it. It should not be allowed to gamble on who's going to live, who's going to die, when a war is going to start, when a police action is going to happen. It just should not be allowed because this is a national security risk. This is something that will put American lives in danger. And it's something that I think if people just stopped and thought about what is happening, they would have to agree to outlaw. And I just am amazed how far the American public is putting up with things, high prices, high gas prices, yes, but also people getting rich off gambling off of their dollar and their soldiers' lives. I'll be right back. Hi, Bob Barney. The Plain Truth Today is the place to go to every day. Your message board or our message board will inform you of what's the late breaking news, the Plain Truth's main page, as well as Your Health Today and these podcasts. That's theplaintruth.com. Go there every day. You will not be disappointed. You will learn things that you won't find in one other site, in one place, anywhere else on the internet. Plaintruth.com. That's theplaintruth.com. Thank you. And I'm going to go finish the rest of this. It's only another minute or so about what's going on with Polymarket.
He's seen here alongside the CEO, who insists he's always been honest about his ties with the Trump administration.
Right? I'm a young entrepreneur. If I have people who believe in what I do, who understand how politics works and can help me, help guide me and teach me, you know, there's nothing wrong about that.
Polymarket allows users to bet on almost anything, from elections and the weather to celebrity pregnancies or major political events. But this isn't the first time the company has been involved in controversy. When Nicolas Maduro was captured in January, a handful of bets were placed. Lawmakers in Washington are now calling for tighter regulation, and some Democratic senators are calling for the platform to be shut down completely. The White House has not commented on the controversy. The Polymarket platform is banned in France, but in the United States, the platform remains accessible, allowing users to bet on everything from ceasefire negotiations to the future of Iran's regime.
Just not good, and that's all I can say. And I hope that enough Americans educate themselves. I talk to quite a few people, business people, sales reps that show up. I don't talk to as many customers as I used to, but once in a while I still talk to customers, and I do talk to a lot of salespeople. And I mentioned this Polymarket thing, and almost no one, I don't even understand this. Do they not listen to the news or at least go on the internet and see the news? The Polymarket insider trading scandal has been covered by everybody to a lesser degree, I will admit. They try to poo-poo it away. They try to not make it like it's a big thing. I will give a credit to here CNN and Bloomberg that are kind of exposing it as a problem for national security. But I don't understand how people do not even know this is happening. I had a sales rep that I was talking to the other day, and I was talking about, I told him I do this show, and hopefully he'll listen. But anyway, about the Polymarket thing. And he goes, what Polymarket thing? And I said, you don't understand what's going on with Polymarket? No. Did he not know about the guy who made $400,000, one of the people who raided Maduro and captured him, that he made a bet about 20 minutes before that happened, and he made $400,000 off of insider information for a move to catch Maduro? And you know what this salesman actually told me? Isn't that capitalism? Is it? You call that capitalism? Well, I guess capitalism also is selling nuclear bombs to your enemy, like Iran. Would we think it's capitalism if the Trump administration said, you know what, we're not going to fight this nuclear weapon thing. In fact, we're going to sell nuclear arms to any country wants to buy them in the world. Well, what do you think? Do you think that's capitalism and that's good? Well, that's the same thing with Polymarket. Polymarket is no different than putting atomic bombs for sale on the internet. No difference whatsoever. And anybody can't see that. And I'm just amazed that so many people that I consider smart people just do not understand the absolute corruption and what it will do to America. You know, a country is only as good as its morals. You know, our founding fathers made it clear that our form of government could not survive unless it was a moral people leading it. In fact, they even said a Christian moral people, not just a moral people, but a Christian moral people. And they said without a Christian moral people, that the government, the Republican form of democracy, would not last more than one or two generations. And for the most part, America has been a country who believed they were guided by God. And I'm one who tells you all day long about false religion and false Christianity. And I also mentioned, by the way, that most of the churches are part of the false Christianity. But You know, as my dad used to say, a little religion is better than no religion at all. if you believe there's a God and you believe there's judgment and you believe there are certain things you can and cannot do, you're going to have a little bit better society and a little less lawless of a society than if you just let everything go. And I got news for you. I got a question for you. Are we better off today with the liberal policies of lawlessness, judge letting people out of jail that's murdered once or twice before, committed 10 rapes, three or four slashings, a couple of shootings and a couple of deaths, and they're in jail for 3 years and are out on probation again? We had a story we put up on the, I think you can find it under our Lawless in America string on the message board, a guy who was in jail for shooting a cop, and he was paroled, and on the same day that he was paroled from shooting a cop, he goes out, gets a gun, and tries to shoot another cop, and he gets shot. And he's mad that he gets shot and he couldn't kill the cop. This is what our judges are doing, letting out criminals, and we have become a lawless nation. And God predicts that a lawless nation, and our forefathers predicted the same thing, by the way, that a lawless nation cannot survive. It cannot survive any type of democratic country, a republic form or not. You have to have people with morals, because people will, without morals, will vote your money away from you into their pockets. And that's what's happening in this country, because the majority of Americans, I'm afraid, have lost their morals, and they're only out to get for themselves. And they don't care what happens to the rest of the country. They only care about what happens for them. And that is going to lead to a disaster. Before the next break for theplaintruth.com, I want you to listen to this outtake about Polly Market and some really eye-opening facts. I hope you pay attention, because this is important for you to listen to.
Here's what's more astounding than the existence of military bets: how often they pay off.
It's alarming to see a culture around betting on war.
Michelle Kendler-Kretsch and her team at the Anti-Corruption Data Collective examined polymarket bets on military outcomes. She looked specifically at long-shot wagers, bets with less than 35% odds. Despite being underdogs, they won more than they lost, a telltale sign, she says, of, quote, systemic insider trading.
Give me the apples-to-apples comparison to this: military bets versus, say, sports wagering.
So military bets are 52% success rate. Sports, 7%.
Wildly disproportionate to what conventional probability should be telling us.
Absolutely.
And there is one of the statistics, and you can say you can lie with statistics, because I say that all the time. But we have to get a handle on this. And I am just amazed, again, like I talk to people, and most people do not see this as a serious problem. And that's what's wrong with America. We're like the frog sitting in the hot water, you know. It gets hotter and hotter and hotter, and eventually we boil to death, and we don't know what's happening, because we are so, immune to the corruption and the evil all around us, that we start accepting it. And worse yet, we start practicing it in our own life. I told you this story a long time ago. I had a farm market, put me through college. And actually, we went back, my wife and I ran it back in 1988, and we made enough money to start Tamco with it, selling corn and vegetables on a Route 7 in New Milford, Connecticut, around Lake Candlewood. And before we had enough product to go to man the farm stand, we used to put out an honor box. We would open it up, we'd put squash out and some tomatoes or whatever came in early, string beans and cucumbers. And we put a box, and we had about enough money to change like a $20 bill, money in that box. And we would say each item is worth like $1 for three cucumbers and $2 for five tomatoes. We did it that way. And so we would count, and let's say we put out what we knew should brought in $110 that day, plus the $20 in the box of change. And at the end of the day, if everything was gone, there would be $160, $170 in that box, $30 to $40 more than we expected. Because back then, in the 1960s and 70s, the majority of the American people were honest. And I have a question for you. If you think we did that today, this is an unscientific research here, but if you did that today, Would there be any money in the box at the end of the day? And would there be any vegetables on that stand as well? I'll be right back. ThePlainTruth.com is the place to go to find out what God wants you to do and what God wants you to know. You know, the Bible is the Word of God. It's really like a love journal that God has written to you and anyone who wants to read it and understand God's mind, what God is planning for you, what God thinks about you, and how God created you, and in whose image did God create you. Then it also tells you how you should live, what laws you should follow, what morals you should have, and how you should treat your neighbor, and how you should treat your God. It's all there in that little thing called the Bible. And if you read it, you will find out that God has a plan, and that plan is a lot greater than what you think about when you follow Christmas and Easter and Halloween. No, God has a plan for you, and you have a future that no minister, that for the most part, modern day minister is even telling you what that plan is. And there's a hint to that. That plan is you were created in the image of God, and therefore you're going to be God when you're born again from the grave. That's the message of the Bible. It's about time you actually start reading the Bible for yourself with no preconceived notions, and you will find out that the Bible has a lot more answers than you ever thought it had. Find that with theplaintruth.com's help. Go there every day. Thank you. So the last issue, I have about 7 minutes left. The last issue I'm going to talk about, I'm going to play the Philip DeFranco show. And he's also talking about how Polymarket not only is influencing the war, when battles happen and not happen, but it's also influencing the oil markets and the price that you're paying for gas. This is serious. It's costing you money, and you better pay attention, and you better try to put a stop to it.
There are new concerns that prediction markets might have an outsized influence over oil markets. Because you just had energy traders telling The Guardian that Polymarket has been the best predictor of the oil market's direction since the war with Iran. The data from these platforms is being used in algorithms that advise on trading in the Brent crude futures market. Goldman Sachs, which forecasts oil prices, now includes prediction market data in its research for investors and clients. And the Intercontinental Exchange also has a tool that provides a feed of Polymarket's predictions for traders to use in their assessments. And this ends up not being that surprising because you had a leader at one agency telling the outlet that Polymarket is having an increased impact on many markets now, and adding there. Betting markets do have a long history of strong prediction accuracy, and since Polymarket is in the ascendancy, traders are indeed increasingly turning to it for market indicators.
Well, Polymarket is so accurate because of the insider trading. And again, the oil market. Let's look at that before we finish this, another minute to go here. Let's just analyze the oil market. So if you're Exxon, if you're Chevron or you're an oil company, and you realize you can get influence on Polymarket, and you can influence what's going to happen with the price of oil. Because, you know, here's a little known fact that I don't think most people understand. I asked somebody today, what's the price of oil? They'll say, oh, today it was $92. It's down $4 from yesterday. Okay, what's the price of oil for Exxon? $92. No, Exxon's selling it for $92. And in many cases, a lot more than that, because they put a premium to third world countries. And they say, well, what is their price? The price of getting it out of the well. Some wells, it costs $38. Some wells, it costs $45. Some wells, it costs $70. And the fracking wells cost about $74 to break even, so they claim. I don't necessarily believe those numbers. I think all the oil numbers are hedged. But just think about that. So if you're Exxon, if you're Mobil, if you're Chevron, and you want oil to go up to $120 a barrel because it's still only costing you $40, then you plant rumors on news shows that force Polymarket to make bets, and people follow those bets, make those bets, and that makes oil go up in price, and then you can manipulate the price of oil. And when you want to sell short, you can do it the opposite way. And that is what's going on. Let's listen to the end of this, and we'll wrap up the show.
And when it comes to oil, Polymarket has a ton of events to trade on. But that also doesn't mean that it comes without potential consequences, with The Guardian explaining. Energy market traders have said that the deepening ties between prediction platforms and the global oil market could amplify the impact of insider betting on global markets or incentivize betting behavior. Because it's worth noting that outside of the Polymarket of it all, we already had tons of concerns regarding insider trading on oil prices amid the war. And so now what you're seeing is that there are fears that Polymarket is adding fuel to that fire, and the prediction markets in general, it could be used to influence the price of oil. And scenario of outlets like Axios noting, as the Iran war sends prices soaring for ordinary Americans, a select few appear to be profiting in plain sight. It's precisely the kind of alleged corruption Trump built his political career railing against. But of course, he and his administration, they don't actually seem to be motivated to do much about it. Now, could it be because he or others benefit in some way, and or his son has his hands in both Polymarket and Kalshi? Who's to say? You're probably saying yes. And so really, no one's expecting him to act here. But I will say we are seeing at least some baby steps in some other areas. Right, this week, you had reports that federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York are exploring how suspicious bets on these platforms might violate insider trading laws. So there, no one's been charged or even formally accused of any wrongdoing in the district yet. Right, chiefs in the Securities and Commodities Fraud Unit simply met with Polymarket reps to discuss how existing laws might apply to potential misconduct. And with this, you had an attorney in the district previously sending a warning on this issue, saying, because it's a prediction market, doesn't insulate you from fraud. And then also, you might have seen headlines over in Congress this week. And that's because 40 Democrats in the Senate and House sent a letter to Trump administration officials about training to curb insider trading among government employees, with the letter being specifically sent to leaders of the CFTC and the Office of Government Ethics. And it noted that not only is there rising evidence suggesting possible governmental insider trading, but it also appears that there is confusion around the laws that exist in this arena. And so it asked these groups to issue executive branch-wide guidance, reminding federal employees of their existing legal obligation to refrain from using their insider governmental information to profit from prediction market trades. So there, the White House kind of shooting back at the notion that insider trading is even an issue, or the spokesperson telling NBC News that all federal employees are subject to government ethics guidelines that prohibit the use of non-public information for financial benefit. However, any implication that administration officials are engaged in such activity without evidence is baseless and irresponsible reporting. And so for now, it really looks like it's just going to kind of be the wild, wild west until someone gets in there that actually wants to regulate things.
Well, I got news for you. That is what's happening in today's world, Polymarket, and all of this corruption going around Washington, D.C. The swamp is alive and well in Washington, D.C., and this administration is now profiting from the Polymarket and these insider bets, and so is every Democrat and every Republican and everybody else that has insider knowledge and anything. And it's just a bad thing that's happening to America. It's one of the nails going in our coffin. It's one of the things that's going to bring this country to its knees, because greed of our leaders beget greedy people. You read that in the Bible. You see, whenever you have a good king, you have a good population, people with moral ethics. When you had a bad king, you had people with bad ethics, and people follow their king. They follow their leaders. They follow their representatives, and we are not in good shape there. This is Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. And I just throw in one last couple minutes here. Theplaintruth.com is trying to do something I don't believe you can find anywhere else. We're trying to show our listener and our reader there is a connection with today's news and the Bible. Today's news and the God of the Bible. News programs try to keep God out of the news. They don't want religion in their news. And so what you have is you have news with no meaning. When you understand that God has made predictions and God knows the future, and he also remembers the past better than you and I can, because he was there and everything, then you cannot understand what's happening without understanding the news with God's hand behind the news. Some things God don't pay attention to. Something God allows us to do on our own, do our own little destruction there. But God plays roles in the news. He's also predicted your future, my future, and the world's future. And it's about time you learn it. And you're not going to learn it even from this program. You really need to learn it for yourself by opening up the Bible and reading it and realize that is not a fairy tale book. That is not a book of old prophets that were, you know, had visions in the night and no God gave it to them. That's not what it's about. It's about real news coming. Tomorrow's headlines are found in the pages of your Bible. This is Bob Barney for theplaintruth.com. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.